Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody. Everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
All right. You are live. Where else? BWD Radio. With who else? Ms. V. Call us and in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. I have my guest with me, R&B, pop, urban artist. Katami Safaya. Miss Safaya, yes. am I pronouncing this correctly?
It's Katami. You know what? It's Katami Safaya, but I love when people say the fire because I feel like it all makes sense.
Well, it does because you're on fire, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, you know, I'm definitely happy to chop it up. I do have your latest single titled Love and Leave. So that's ready on deck. So we'll go ahead and we'll spin that out. So let's go ahead and jump on in. Go ahead and let us know where you're originally from and where are you now?
It's your girl KS, repping Queens, New York, all day, every day. I'm in Queens right now. I've been bouncing around. I was in LA doing some work in Miami. Just literally got back from ATL. It was showing a lot of love out there, but you know, NYC is hometown, home base.
That's home base. That's what's up. Tell us, you know, give us the breakdown. Tell us how you started out, when your musical journey actually began, the inspiration, the motivation that, you know, kind of pulled you to begin the pursuit of a career and to continue forward in the music and entertainment industry.
Of course. Well, yeah, I had to start somewhere, right? Because it's like, who would actually choose this life? It's so hard, but well, you've been doing it forever, and this is just your first and only love. You just kind of roll with the punches. So I've been pretty much singing since I could talk, been writing since I could formulate a sentence, you know what I mean? And I started out with a group, and it was four girls. It went down to three girls, and we were called Paradise. We toured overseas. We did the Apollo. We did a lot of shows. We were doing our thing, and then pretty much went to just me being a solo artist and just basically trying to pursue it on my own. And I have been pretty much going ever since then. I haven't stopped at all, like literally no breaks, no time off, and just trying to make it happen. This is what I love to do, so I'm not going to stop doing it, you know what I mean? So it's pretty much at this point a second nature kind of thing. It's just like part of my makeup and, you know, just continuing to do what I have to do. I got a couple of dope projects that I'm working on now, so you know, hopefully, you know, things just kind of just fall into place easily. It's a lot of work, but, you know, nothing worth having comes easily. So we're all, me and my team are all for the work. Shout out to all the people that hold me down, my mom, Madhouse Studios, Cast, G-Man, those are my people who are literally got my back and helped me with the projects, the visuals and things that we give to y'all so you can see what we continue to be up to, you know?
Absolutely, and in a little bit, I'll let, in a little bit, I'll have you, you know, if you'd like to touch a little bit more on what you got coming up. You released your latest release, which is R&B Urban, which I'd mentioned, it's titled Love and Leave. What inspired this particular track, the title? What can the listeners expect from not just the sound, but your storytelling, seeing how you are the writer?
Oh, absolutely. I love to tell stories. Basically, with Love and Leave, a lot of the times I'm just inspired by the producer, Remo the Hitmaker, the dope producer coming up out of Harlem as well. And they were working on a mixtape, so they sent me that track, and they were like, you know, see what you can do with this beat. And I just basically, that's what I heard once I listened to the beat. It was like Love and Leave. It sounded like a busy woman, you know, handling her business, which I know all too well. So I just basically narrated it that way. And, yeah, it's just basically about a woman who has a lot on her plate and she's very focused. And, you know, she has her shorty and everything, but he has to understand that, you know, she'll make time for him when she can make time, but she can't stop doing what she's doing, pursuing her dreams and her aspirations for that, because we all know that those things are not guaranteed to you. But the love and passion that you have for your career, you know, your music or whatever it is that you're working on will always be there. So that's basically the story that I'm telling in that song. And then we have the visual also as well to go with it that kind of ties everything together. So I like it. It's pretty dope, you know, and Remo did his thing on the track and we just had like a really good chemistry on that. And it was a great collaboration.
Absolutely. As well as you've released a video. So the video production for the single Love and Leave, what was the epiphany behind choosing the black and white for your video's final release?
The black and white kind of added the drama to it that we wanted. Shout out to Gravity Studios and Tico, who pretty much we all kind of collectively directed the video together. And we G-Man, who is the director, he basically decided that he wanted to do it black and white to add that drama, and I loved it, so I ran with it. So we kind of try to bounce off each other's ideas, and if it works, it works, and we just go ahead and go with it. So we were all in when it came. Plus, I love black and white. I have a weakness for black and white visual anyway, so we just thought that it fit better to help really tell that story, you know?
Outstanding. It's always outstanding. Personally, I think it's outstanding when you can bring, bring that, how do I say, I guess I will just use the word the look, to bring that look back from, you know, back in a day where, in my opinion, in all actuality, you could feel so much more emotion visually, for some reason, I don't know why, it's just the black and whites kind of have that, you know, affliction upon,
yeah,
at least
absolutely.
Myself.
it gives you a classic feel. And it's just something about it. You almost can't go wrong with it. So you want to use it. You want to use it sparingly. But I mean, there's so many. I'm almost positive I'm gonna have more black and white visuals because it just has that classic feel to it that I love so much. And my visuals I hold very dear to me. It's very important that, you know, we bring the records alive properly, and that it's conveyed the way that, you know, you envision it when you're actually putting the record together. So I feel like that was just the finishing touch that we needed because, you know, the edit was great. And we worked really hard on it. So we've been getting great feedback from it. Remo loves it. And we're just pushing it, you know.
Well, that was definitely a good call. As a vocalist, a writer, and basically an overall diverse artist, especially because the ever so popular over the last few years is that fusion of music, which is awesome. What do you feel has been some of your accomplishments? I mean, you've been doing this for a minute, so, you know, you just throw a couple out there.
Absolutely. Definitely when I had basically planned my own promotional tour for the last project that I did, which was my mixtape, Early Birds. It's a live mixtape. So putting that together as a person who's up and coming, you know, just being able to be a visionary and not be afraid to do whatever your mind and your heart tells you when it comes to your passion. So just creating that project in itself was a great accomplishment for me, because I always want to try to do things. I always want to try to push the envelope and do things that people aren't doing and open up a new wave for people to try different things. And then, like I said, I went overseas, put my own promo video and promo tour, and actually recorded different places out in Birmingham. Shout out to the UK. They show a lot of love when I come out that way. And then now I'm getting ready to actually do my EP. So all of those things are great accomplishments for me, you know, co-directing my videos and really learning and perfecting the craft, you know what I mean? So that in itself is a great accomplishment. Building a team that's dope and where you can actually bring so much creativity to the table. Like all those things, I think as an artist, we kind of take for granted until you really take the time to do it right and, you know, you show other people who are trying to come up doing what you're doing that it's not easy, but it can be done. And when it's done right, the outcome is just spectacular. It's more than you could ever imagine. You know what I mean? So, and also just writing, I definitely do aspire to write for other artists and things like that. And I will be most likely working on trying to go out to China and England again to do a tour for my new project as well. So all these things I'm putting together on my own. So I definitely, you know, I definitely like to pat myself on the back for that a little bit, you know what I mean? Because I'm fearless. So getting to that point where I'm fearless is a great accomplishment for me, along with all the other great things that are happening now.
Oh, sure. I mean, as the saying goes, who else is going to pat you on the back seriously anyways except yourself? And to me, I have to say, and even as a woman, you know, I think that's super brave in itself to be able to take off to different territorials, especially, you know, internationally. So hats off to you for that.
Thank you. It's like I said, the payout is great. I mean, the people that you get to meet, touch, and speak to, and reach out to, it's just a whole nother ball game. So that, and it teaches you a lot too. It just shows you how different it is, how fortunate we are for things to be so accessible to us. And you know what I mean? They really appreciate it overseas. Like you can literally go ahead and go out there and they're gonna really, really make sure that they treat you like a princess when you go there. You know what I'm saying? And I really, really appreciate they've been showing love. The UK has been showing love for years. Every time I release music, I have a lot of UK fans. So they might be like the second core from my hometown. You know what I mean? So they're very valuable to me, and I really appreciate the fact that they welcome me with open arms.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh my, especially when I can only speak for the music side, but for the music side, you know, the UK as well has, you know, we've been supporting them as well, especially when it comes to the music. Especially BWD because we support diversity, so we play it all. Speaking of diversity and playing it all, who were some of your musical influences growing up, and what or who inspires you to be the well-rounded, because you are well-rounded, artist that you are today?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Ms. V. My number one favorite artist, hands down, is Sade. I love Sade. She's innovative. She's timeless. And she marches to the beat of her own drum, always has. And that's the type of artist I aspire to be, is to be timeless, where people can enjoy my music years down the line. I do work with a live band, like I stated before, so those are all influences that come from her. People like Bob Marley, as far as being a lyricist, people like Lauryn Hill. And then I like my fun people, too. Of course, I like my Beyonce, my Jay-Z. I like my, you know what I mean? I like all of that stuff, and I'm inspired by all that, because we want to have fun, you know what I mean? My favorite vocalist of my time is, like, Amel LaRue. I love her. She's extremely talented. And those are the people who, along with just me and being inspired by myself and just being able to tap into all these different influences and be able to create something that's so inspirational but so new and something that you haven't quite heard or seen before, you know? And I'm also very heavily inspired by hip hop. You know, I love hip hop tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I love R&B track that has a hip hop feel to it. Even it can go as far as having the grittiness of like a Wu-Tang. Like, I love that. I love Kanye. Those are the people that are so artistic. I love J. Cole. I did a remix to one of J. Cole's songs. So I like a lot of the people that I consider to be my peers as well. And I'm inspired by everything and everyone, though. Like, good, bad, ugly. You know what I mean? So
yeah, you have to be,
yeah, definitely.
I love
Janet, you know, just all these people who, they just bring something, Michael, of course, they bring something so special that can never be duplicated, and it's, we get inspired by these things, just like they were inspired by the greats, the Tina Turners, the, you know, the Patti LaBelles and people like that, who have, it just continues to trickle down, so it's just great to be able to be inspired by such great artists, you know, who've pretty much paved the way for us to be able to do what we're doing now.
Yeah, and that's part of, believe it or not, you know, many music lovers or artists, you know, they really do not realize that that is actually a big part of perfecting your craft, because your experience, it's almost like the same as experiencing different cultures. You know, that's helping you to definitely perfect your craft, have your musical influences, but yet, you know, having your own sound versus some artists, you can pick it right off. Oh, they sound just like Flyzer. Oh, they just sound like, they sound like Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? So, absolutely.
And but part of that is just allowing yourself to be inspired. You know, if you're inspired by yourself along with all the other great people, it'll happen on its own, you know? And it's never going to be perfected. The greats are still trying to perfect that. I'm still trying to perfect it and make sure that my sound is my own as well. You know, and, you know, just being an advocate for being different and doing what you want to do, what makes you happy, and representing yourself that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't really say that there is an end when it comes to perfecting your craft, because you should always be growing anyways as an artist, growing with the times, growing with the changes, growing with your writing, you know, and with events. So absolutely, I definitely agree on that when it comes to, you know, growing as an artist. You're never going to actually be, you're always going to be working on your craft. You're not just going to be like, okay, my craft is all done. My crafting is done.
And just being able, you know, having good people, good energy around you, other talented people, you know, it's just great, you know, when you surround yourself around great energy, people who support you, like you guys over there. I mean, you guys support, I see you supporting a lot of up-and-coming artists. You support me, and we really appreciate that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and as the saying goes, you are who you hang with, you know, and the people, and when it comes to business, the people that you surround yourself with. So it sounds like you have a great team, which I'm going to let you get into in just a minute. Go ahead and let us know, where can we go and get your music, your current music, or just all your music, really?
All my music, absolutely. It's on, well, I have a website, kitamisafia.com. Same on me for not saying that already. kitamisafia.com. And all of my social medias, all the links to where my music is, you can find right there. It's really easy. But I am on iTunes. Love and Leave is doing very well. It's on iTunes. And my other single that I'm simultaneously promoting as well, Writer, with the brand new video, is also on iTunes, and you can purchase that. They're great songs, and I have a lot more coming. So, you know, just go ahead, go to the website, kitamisafia.com, and you'll be able to find anything you need on me.
That's what's up. Now, you started to mention projects going on. Take this time right here to, you know, let us know, live events, other music videos. You had mentioned projects, EP. Let us know. I mean, what's next for KS?
Next for me, finishing up my mixtape, which I'm excited about because I love hip-hop. So it's very all of my mixtapes are really hip-hop driven, but this one's a little bit different because a lot of the times I'll theme it, I'll do live or I'll do old stuff. So now I'm doing a little bit of old stuff, new stuff, and kind of mixing it with what's current. So that's a little bit different for me. So it's going to be really good. Plus, it's really, like, it's just fun. I'm picking those fun beats that everybody loves, and I'm just doing whatever I feel like doing on it. So it's a really free kind of project. So that's wrapping up now. And then after that, I'm going to be working on the EP with my mentor, Hassan Sharif. Shout out to Hassan. He's a dope producer, great person, great mentor, very positive. I mean, the songs that we're working on are, they're coming out phenomenal, and I can't wait for everybody to hear that. And then I'm also putting together, I'm actually going to be performing at TCI College next week. So that's coming up. We're locking that in as well. And then also I'm putting together a show for my birthday in February, where I'm going to be doing, like, new stuff from the EP, stuff from the mixtape. So we're working on all these great things. And also, I may do, like, some live releases as well with my band. So we'll see.
Cool.
And I got a lot of great people involved. So a lot of dope collaborations. I can't say too much, but hopefully definitely going to be putting out new videos. So it's just constant work, you know. It's constant work.
Absolutely.
The great thing about being an independent artist is that you're on a time crunch, but you can do things your way. So if you just feel like, hey, I want to put a video out for my fans, you can do that if you want. You know what I mean? And the freedom of it just really works. So that's the great part about it. So the mixtape is definitely coming soon, and then it'll be followed up by the EP. So I'm really excited.
Oh, absolutely. Every project is exciting. Every project is an accomplishment. I mean, definitely, you need to keep going, because I'm definitely vibing with your music. But before you run out of time, because I want to make sure that you have this opportunity, you had started to do shout-outs, but just in case you miss someone, you could do your shout-outs. Also, you can give your contact for your booking, features, if you do beats, if you do collabs. You had mentioned a few, I know, but if you do them with others, and anything else that we may not have covered that you would like to get on out there.
Absolutely. Well, let me start by shouting out my family, who is continuously being supportive of the grind and what I'm trying to do. Let me shout out my best friend, Mike Mateo, my favorite rapper ever. Let me shout out Tico and G-Man. That's my team. I love you guys. We're going to really make some big things happen real soon. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to KS Management and everybody who's behind and helping out with the social media, who continue to repost, continue to retweet. I'm so appreciative of that, coming from everyone. It shows a lot of love. Shout out to the whole team, and shout out to everybody that I've met out of town who's really jumping on board and trying to help me get this train moving. Shout out to my stylist and best friend, cousin, and all the other good stuff, Nori. Love you. Shout out to my engineer, Kavion. We're working out here, man. We just trying to make it. We just trying to pull everything together. Shout out to Hassan Sharif. We got some, oh my gosh, we have some fire for y'all. I mean, I'm getting excited now just talking about it. You know what I mean? Because it's just about to go crazy, about to go ham.
That's what's up, going ham. Yeah, and I don't know if you've really. I can understand why you kind of just went to the abbreviation of KS, but I don't know, because it's just something. There is just something that really fits it when, even though that's not really how it's pronounced, but to just be like to kind of emphasize, you know, pronunciation, kind of like with the fire. I don't know.
I don't know.
You think
that.
On that. Yeah, right? Yeah, you know, think on that.
That's the reason why I just let people say it, because I love how it sounds. But then it's like my dad is like super picky, because like he's like, this is your name, that's your name. You know what I mean? But I love it. I'm like, tongue sapphire. When people say it, it really, you know, makes me hype. You know, so I love it. Trust me. You don't have to. I roll with it. I run with it.
You know, another thing for you to hash out, too, because, you know, the response to that for me would be, a.k.a. fire. I might use that.
Oh, and nothing I forgot, you guys should definitely check out OSCC ESP 82, 1982. It's a clothing line that's coming out of Queens. Those are, like, my brothers. And they've done a couple of pieces for the videos that I've had, and they're really coming up, and we support each other, so everything we do, we just try to, like, blast it out there and let people know what we got going on. So OSCC is another part of what I'm involved in, and you can also connect to them through my website as well, so.
Great. Outstanding. Well, I thank you for the interview. Before you leave us, go ahead, do your shout and your announce and all that great stuff. Take us on into Love and Leave.
Absolutely. It's your girl, Katami Safiya. Fire. And KS,
yeah.
I'm in the building. She's New York. You know, we about to get into that Remo the Hitmaker, KS, Love and Leave. And thank you for having me, y'all. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. Catch you on the flip side.
Remo the Hitmaker.
Got a minute for us to get it in. I only got a second, gotta go to the studio. I only got a moment before I have to go. I got you in your feelings, baby. Sorry that it's this way. My bad, I got to with my clothes half on, my clothes half off, my shoes still on. I can't stay long, finna get mine and make sure that you get yours. My fault, I know it pisses you off. How I get off on you and then skate off. We just broke the bed headboard. Now my mind's back on my bread. I hope you're making time. I'll be there around 9 in the A. I might come through to your crib around about 9. We do us and get it until around 10. And then I'm ghost, I'm only in town for the night.
That's what's up, KS, Love and Leave. Also, be sure, too, she's also featured BWD Magazine this month's issue that released on the 5th. Be sure to check her out there as well. All right, Miss V is going to go ahead, and I'm going to pop on out of here. And make sure you tune in, all right? Same BWD day, same BWD time. We're always interviewing someone. All right, Ms. V, she is out of here. God bless. Peace out.